How good is it to have this guy back in the studio? Obviously, one of our very good friends, an Olympic bronze medalist, but more importantly, part of the Tintern School Avenue of Excellence program.
Yes, we went to the same school and fresh off the powder in Pyeongchang, Scotty James, welcome back to the show.
The Fox family, it's great to be back.
Did you ever realise that just by your brother taking a job here working on our team that you'd be part of our family?
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
We've really taken him on board, haven't we?
Yeah. Most likely to succeed at Tintern Grammar. I mean, former alumni Fifi Box, not getting a look in at the moment, Scotty.
I went and actually saw him last week and we had a quick chat talking about where we could see a possibility of Fifi being part of the school a bit more and waiting to hear back. So we'll see how we go.
Scotty, how long is that Avenue of Excellence? Like, is it?
Oh, you're not on it.
Is it more of a cul-de-sac and you can't?
Yeah, exactly right.
You're back in your hometown and I love all the shout-outs to Warrandyte because I'm a Wonga Park girl next door. What's it like? You've come back into the country. Is it full on? Because you are a champion snowboarder, world champion.
Just from when you left to now, I reckon.
Yeah.
Have you noticed the difference?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's. I said a couple of times to people, it's been interesting. So I've been away for so long. I went away probably November last year from Australia, and then obviously snowboarding, not by anyone's fault. You know, it's not something that's easy to watch. It's not easy to follow.
It's not so easy to do.
Yeah, well, when I go to the Olympics and stuff and there's lots of exposure to Australia and it's great for us. And then, yeah, it has been crazy because, you know, everyone tuned in and watched and all that stuff. And then I came home and it's been awesome, the support I've been getting. But, yeah, it's been, you know, getting noticed a bit more in the street and things like that. And it's all really cool, but it's definitely new for me. I mean,
the big dog.
I wouldn't say that, no.
It's tough. Like you couldn't walk down the main street with Feb anymore. Mate, I mean, it'd all be yelling out for Scotty.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far. Come on. Now, mate, I've loved the Winter Olympics. I literally have. And I was speaking to my wife about it, and I think it's so much better than the Summer Olympics because there's so much more to watch. And I even watch the figure skating. I get right into it. It's amazing.
Thanks, Feb.
But your half pipe. So I was watching the snowboard air ones.
The big air.
Why don't you do that? It's the same sort of thing, isn't it?
I have tried it, and it was pretty much, I was a jack of all trades, master of none, honestly. So it's just hard to keep up with the progression of it because everyone, I mean, it's very similar. We're all doing similar things, you know, the tricks go up in the air, flip and come back down. But it's hard to just keep up with the two disciplines. I did it the last Olympics in Sochi. I did both slope style, which is the course that has three jumps in it with, you know, the rails and all the other stuff. And then I was doing half pipe as well, but it's just too hard to go from session to session and whatnot.
Because I was watching it with Lenny, my middle daughter, and she's like, oh, why doesn't Scotty do this one?
Good question, Lenny.
I said, I reckon he could. You just said you can't.
It's possibly the best question we've heard in the history of the show.
Now, I guess we did just say Scotty and Feb was disappointed that, you know, you haven't actually brought the medal in with you in person.
Yeah,
but
I'm sorry, guys.
We were wondering, okay, a bronze, Olympic bronze medal is, I mean, we thought we'd ask that question. How good is it? What is the currency in the real world? So if you are up for this, up next, can we see if you can call some random places and see what you can get for free just by having a bronze medal?
I'm up for it.
Scotty James is going to stick around with us. It's Fifi, Feb and Byron on 101.9 The Fox. Are we calling this getting the Olympic discount or?
Perfect. Yeah, we'll see what we can see.
Coming up next.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Bronze medalist Scotty James is in the studio with us here, part of our family here at Fifi, Feb and Byron. Great to have him back on The Fox from Pyeongchang.
So Scotty, you've got the bronze medal. Now we want to see what the currency of bronze medal is. How much can you get for free just by being an Olympic medalist? So we're going to call. Actually, we're not.
Free?
We're going to do it.
Maybe a discount or
well,
free?
Okay, well, let's see what the Olympic discount is.
Because we haven't won one and we get a lot of stuff for free.
Feb's a hustler.
Well, let's see what the Olympic discount might be. Now, Scotty, we're going to try the good guys in Hoppers Crossing.
Sounds good.
Good luck. You do all the talking, Scotty.
Good guys, I'm Hoppers Crossing, Rafia speaking. How can I help you?
Hi there. I was just calling up. I'm looking for a new washing machine. Mm-hmm. I've actually got suitcases full of Olympic uniforms to wash, Winter Olympic uniforms. Have you by chance been tuning in watching the Winter Olympics?
No.
Okay. Do you by chance know a guy named Scotty James?
No.
Ah, right. So. Okay. How much is your best washing machine?
A best washing machine?
Yes.
Are you looking for like a specific brand or is it just...
Just your best one.
Okay, I'll just translate through Michael. He's like the best salesperson in white goods here at the moment.
Fantastic, yeah, thank you.
He should be able to give you all the information about it.
Okay.
Cheers.
Okay, this is Chance Scotty, the best sales rep. Can you get a discount off him?
He might watch the Olympics.
I just want him to go. A bronze-coloured one.
Concierge service and support.
So, no cut through there with the first
guy. Do it all again with him.
Yeah, I'll do it all again. See how we go. What was his name? Michael.
Michael.
To a team how concierge can make life easier and more rewarding for you. Available at the Good Guys online and in-store.
She's wording Michael up at the moment.
See what good advertisement for Good Guys at the moment.
What's a great song, isn't it?
Hello.
Hello, Michael.
Yes.
I just was talking to the lady before and I was just after a washing machine.
Yeah, which one were you after?
I was after one of your better ones, but I've got a couple of suitcases actually full of Olympic uniform gear that I need to get washed ASAP, but I'm after a washing machine.
Yep.
Have you been tuning into the Olympics?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Did you happen to see or hear of a guy named Scotty James?
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yep. Awesome. So I was wondering how much your best washing machine was.
Our best?
Yes.
We've got an Asco or Milo.
Okay.
One of the best. They are a bit pricier.
Yep.
Yeah, but they're very good units.
Okay. What colour are they by chance? Does it come in bronze at all?
No, they only come in white, mate.
They only come in white.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's fantastic. I got a quick question for you.
Yep.
If I were able to get my hands on an Olympic medal, a bronze medal, and bring it into the store when I come to purchase the washing machine, do you reckon there could be any discount or something like that?
Oh, well, you have to bring it in and show one of the managers.
Okay. That would be fantastic. I'll do that.
Okay, no problem.
How much is it?
The washing machine?
Yes.
It ranges from $14.99. You can spend up to $3,000 on these. But...
Okay, fantastic. Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Michael, for your help, and I'll be bringing in the medal and, yeah.
No problem. See how you go, huh?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, mate.
Thank you, bye.
Tell him who you are.
He didn't believe you were Scotty James.
You were very good, though.
You were outstanding.
That was excellent. Oh, he's still going to pay $3,000 for this damn washing machine. Wow. Scotty James, ladies and gentlemen.
I think I just need off air when we go have a coffee just to teach him how to get stuff for free.
Actually, you should do
I'll
it
just
next.
Ring up and say, hey, mate, I want a washing machine. It's Fev. Bang. It's either a yes or a no.
It's the Fox.
It's Fev.
Thanks for coming in, you legend, Scotty James. We'll see you again soon.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Right now, I've read a story this morning that I thought was a joke, but this is real, Fev.
Yes.
Okay. Brace yourself.
Yeah.
So if you are a business at the moment in Preston, Northcote or Thornbury, very shortly you're going to be banned from selling balloons. Okay, not illegal substances.
Balloons.
That's the focus. Now, this is the Darabin Council. Gee, they're an active council.
Yeah, they're very active.
They're very active. remember when they banned...
Let's be honest.
Didn't they ban... They were,
Australia Day.
Well, but they banned... No one was allowed to say the words Australia Day, weren't they? So here's the thing. Now, this was the members of the Darabin Council have unanimously, there's a lot of people agreeing with this, to ban plastic items from being sold or used on council land. Now, there are elements to this that I think are, absolutely have merit. Plastic bags. They've banned plastic cups and plastic plates from, I guess, if you have a party at a park there.
Well, you can't have balloons, so you might not know the party.
Well, that I can even maybe go, well, there's alternatives because there's paper plates, there's paper cups. Balloons?
I'll throw one at you too. What about the servos selling bottled water?
In that area, maybe they need to look at that.
That's plastic.
So many people are affected by this. I'm already thinking, I know the festive store in Thornbury. I go there for party supplies. That's great. What are those guys going to do? They can't sell balloons.
Oh, my God.
What's happened to childhood in the northern suburbs?
Talking about childhood, they wouldn't be able to send their little notes to the Care Bears like I did when I was at primary school.
Exactly.
You can't let them go off in the balloons.
So true.
And if I wanted to go on a hot air balloon, it would be no fly zone.
These are all valid.
That's a balloon.
You're wrong.
And, no fly zone.
It's interesting because and even the Balloon Artists and Suppliers Association president Ray, and well done, Ray.
Don't you love it when I don't you like love it when I write down notes I and I've got like you the
ring. Ray, stuff. What's Ray's title?
He's the Balloon Artists and Suppliers Association president.
Good.
He has argued that latex balloons should not be included in the ban because they're apparently quite biodegradable. But, okay, separate to this,
what
I want to make
they
this
like?
Point. Now, I'm very I understand and I'm an absolute advocate for the environment and environmental
yes.
issues, and I completely understand this nonsensical overuse of plastic bags.
Right,
and
yep.
But balloons. Once a year you get to celebrate your child's birthday and have a party in the
yeah,
park and
out.
Have some balloons.
Sorry,
hang them
guys.
Out front of the house.
Sorry.
The letterbox.
And, sorry.
Yeah, and even you want
balloons
to
banned.
You want to go down to your local store and go, oh, you know, I've got my five-year-old's birthday party. You can't even buy balloons.
You can't buy balloons.
In the Darabin area.
Joy banned.
I agree with you, Boxy, but we have a problem with our school as well where you can't pack the lunches. And we spoke about this the other day. You can't have plastics in their lunchbox.
Yes, I know.
Like if you
mine
have like
come back to me.
Yeah, tiny teddies and stuff, they have to leave them in their lunchbox till they get home because they can't put it in the rubbish, which is fair enough, I reckon, because kids are...
Is it? They can't... You just have a bin at school?
Yes, they can.
I don't understand.
Yeah, they can put it in the bin, but it probably teaches them to... I don't know. But balloons...
Balloons.
Balloons.
What's a poor clown going to do when he goes to a party?
I know. Fev, I agree.
Clowns are scary. But
no, but clowns, this could put a whole industry out of work.
They have a fake school fake. They can't do fake balloons and they do the balloons and they make like doggies and stuff out of it.
I know. What about balloon, the animal, you know, people who make animal balloons out of Help Me Brad, because Brad, our online guru star, Brad, you are a balloon twister.
He is.
Yeah, my entire part-time profession is down the gurgler.
Well, you know,
it's scary.
You cannot go to Preston, Northcote, or Thornbury.
Yeah, they're blacklisted.
You've been blacklisted.
I mean, disaster.
This is.
In
Should fact,
we throw it to the
guys,
callers?
What if? Oh no, just hang on. What if this spreads? What if other councils get behind this and suddenly
they won't.
Balloons are a thing of the past?
Balloons banned.
You know what we need to do right now? We need to celebrate our memories of balloons before they go. 13 10 60. If you are feeling the pain, if you have a wonderful memory of a balloon that you would like to share before the Darabin Council ruin life and fun for everyone.
The lines are open. Fev's Care Bear memory is right in this hitting zone.
Right in
I mean, this could affect housing prices in Preston. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
If you can't have a kid's party with balloons.
Give us a call right now. 13 10 60 is the number, those balloon memories.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
Balloons have been banned in Preston, Northcote and Thornbury. Not in your personal home, I should say. This is businesses will no longer be able to sell balloons in that area. And you won't be able to have any balloons on council land or property.
Right.
So if you're planning to have a kid's birthday party in one of the parks in the area, do not have fun with balloons. Don't celebrate with anything festive like a balloon.
Do you reckon, even water balloons when it's hot, my kids love getting the water balloons and throwing them
They're
around.
They're done, they're done.
But do you reckon someone from the Darabin Council will be sitting there at a park, just in the car, waiting for the parents to put all the balloons up and then just sit there with a BB gun and boom, 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 and just pop them?
Do you know what? I don't
No
mind.
Balloons for you.
And, you know, we might be having a go here at the Darabin Council. I'd like to hear what the alternatives are. Like, it reminds me of once upon a time, remember when they got rid of confetti and replaced it with rice?
Right.
And it was like, well, rice is no fun.
No, it's not.
Throwing confetti's fun. Yeah. Rice, that can
at least
actually get you in
the
eye.
At least the confetti blows away, the rice you have to clean up.
And then they've gone and banned rice anyway. But I'm worried that if balloons become banned across Melbourne, this is a sad day particularly for balloon artists and clowns. But we've got Maddie in Greensboro. Hi, Maddie.
Good morning, guys.
Maddie, you're very close there to the Darabin Council.
I'm very close. I used to live in Preston.
Well, Maddie, how do you feel about this? And do you have any balloon memories?
I do have balloon memories. Me and my brothers and sisters used to sit out the front of our house and make balloon animals and sell them.
Oh, well, Maddie, the poor kids in Preston, Thornbury and what was the other suburb? Northcote. You won't be able to do that anymore.
I know. I've still got family that live over there.
Oh, no.
Get them out, Maddie.
Parties at your house.
Yeah, look,
I'll protest.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Fun, joy, banned.
Phoebe in Broadmeadows. Hi, Phoebe.
Hi, how are you going?
Good, Phoebe. It's a sad day for people in the northern suburbs who can no longer enjoy balloons.
Well, I actually work for Spotlight Preston, and a lot of our business comes from actually doing the balloons, so I like to shout out to my workmates at Spotlight Preston while I'm here. But what happens if someone ends up out of a job because we can't do the balloons?
What a wonderful... That's sad. And you guys do a wonderful job. For Trixie's last birthday, I went to the Spotlight in Box Hill. Which one are you at, Phoebe?
Spotlight Preston. That falls into the Darabin.
You're right.
And we're quite shocked they have a big party range at Spotlight. It was amazing.
Spotlight,
it's like unbelievable.
This is not a paid endorsement.
No.
But Spotlight...
Well,
I repeat, this is not a paid endorsement.
I repeat, it's not paid. But Spotlight are amazing. For party supplies.
Good luck, Phoebe. I mean, I hope that all works out in that area.
Yeah, although I got a giant Minnie Mouse blown up at Spotlight for Trixie's birthday, but it blew out the window before I could get home. Mm. So that was a shame. Nicole, that was a bad balloon memory. Nicole in Lower Plenty. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good, Nicole. Balloons, a thing of the past in some of the northern suburbs. How do you feel about that?
I'm a bit worried because I'm about to have my 30th birthday in Northcote. So I'm wondering if we can't have balloons out the front.
You're 30.
you need a balloon just to acknowledge.
Exactly.
Right, Nicole. Even all the houses. So anyone who lives in those suburbs, they can't pop the balloon on the front fence just to identify this is the party with the house.
that's what I was thinking.
This is
unprecedented.
So now are they going to have, you've got parking inspectors doing the tickets for cars and the balloon inspector popping balloons wherever he sees them.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
I know when that hotline ring, that can only mean one thing. Mm-hmm. It's called Hotline Ring. Okay, we need you to sing the next line.
And Phoebe, when I say our favourite part, it's definitely not the people that you and Fev are calling.
That's right. So what we do, Fev, you and I, we hang out in the studio. We did this yesterday and we come up with a song and you wanted to do one of your favourite songs.
Yes.
Yes. And unfortunately, though, look, the idea is we ring random numbers. We play a hook. We play a little bit of a song and then we require the person who picked up to keep singing it. And we don't give up until we get them to sing it back.
I think this is a great sing-along.
It's a great sing-along. And, you know, Fev, people weren't as annoyed with us this time because they actually wanted to sing it.
Because it's a corker.
Yes.
Here we go.
Hello? Hello? And I would walk 500 more? Da 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 da. Am I the third member of the Proclaimers now?
Good morning, Fiona speaking. Hello. Hello. Like 5,000 more just to be the one. God, who is this? Who is this? Hang up. Who is this?
Hello, John speaking.
You've reached the phone of John Crace. Leave a message and I'll call you back as soon as I can. Thanks.
Hello, I'm speaking. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, I will walk 500 more. La 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 da. 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 I'm looking like an idiot in the office now. Is this over? Da la da. Da da da. Da la da da da. I will walk 500 more just to be the man who walked 5,000 miles to for something, something. I don't know. Da 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 da. But f*** off.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Oh, I'm going to risk.
Uh-oh.
I know. I kind of don't want to say what I'm going to say because a lot of people are going to get upset with me, but I don't want them to get upset with me. It's
just a heads
not
up.
Personal.
Just run it past me.
You were too busy talking to Byron about something.
Basketball.
Then. Yeah, NBA. See, I can't join in on those conversations.
Can't believe what LeBron said overnight.
Okay. Now, can I just preface this by saying, when I grew up, I had some issues with dogs. My mum, we had a cross Pekingese. What was it? A Pekingese. What else did that thing have in it? Not that thing, that lovely little dog. Pekingese Maltese right. That used to bite me and it bit all our neighbours. And then mum had to send it off to the country because Beasley, named after Western Bulldogs legend Simon Beasley.
He's a bookie now.
Yeah.
Send it off to the country.
No, it actually went to my granny.
Oh.
But my granny lived in Forest Hill and had a really tight little garden that it couldn't escape. It couldn't get out and bite people. But... So I grew up as a young person terrified of dogs. So now I like the idea of dogs. I would actually love a dog. Trix would love a dog too. And I get excited when on like Insta I see people with cute little dogs and I go, oh, I want one of those.
Would you carry it in your handbag?
No, I'm not going to do a Paris Hilton. No, I like the idea of dogs. But the truth is I am not good around them. And I've got friends with dogs. And I went to visit one of my girlfriends on the weekend and her dog, picture this, we were sitting there in the lounge room and the dog just kept jumping on me. And
well,
I
liked you.
Yes, I know that, but I don't want it on me.
It's playful. It's just a playful.
I know, but I've got fear and terror, but also a little bit of, dog hair, got to go and wash my hands. So, but I'm not, it's nothing personal against the dog. And then I thought, right, I'm going to have a standoff with this dog because I don't want it on me. I know you've got a dog in your house and I can't stop that, but can it not be on me? And then it did that thing where it was just staring at me with its little, on its back legs, like with its hands in the air.
Go and pat me,
like
Phoebe.
Begging. No, but I went, I don't know what to do with this. I don't know what to do.
Pat it?
No, but my friend wasn't, helping me in this situation.
Because you think if you pat that dog, that dog's on you for the rest of for the rest of the day.
And then it's molting everywhere. And another one of my girlfriends, similarly, when she comes to visit me, she brings her dog.
Well, that's interesting.
Your dog's now in my house. and I'm doing this polite thing with people where I pretend to like
the
dogs. And again, it's not personal. I like the idea of them. But in reality, because of a traumatic issue in my childhood, I can't be around them.
Beasley.
Well, the only way to get around that, Boxy, is to get a non-molting dog, get a little puppy, and bring it up from a little pup.
No, but there's times where, because even when I was a kid and I remember Mum, I can't remember what happened, but when we had another dog that was a West Highland Maltese, I think the Maltese was the problem.
Maltese is a problem.
And I remember Mum, there was something happened and Mum was like, quick, grab Gemma, because Gemma was the dog's name. And I'm like, huh? Huh? She's like, quick, grab her. I froze.
Trauma.
And I remember them, everyone getting angry at me. Just pick up the dog. I can't touch them.
Can't touch them.
And I'm curious, on 131060, even though dog lovers right now probably hate me a little bit, and I get that, but give me some advice. How do I either tell my friends, I don't want your dog jumping all over me, or how do you stop a dog jumping on you? Or do I just have to choose friends without dogs now?
You just got to love the dog. Just give it a bit
of love.
That's
not helpful.
I had a little dog called Flopsy, do I need remember?
Flopsy.
Little chihuahua.
Yeah, but that got eaten by another
German
dog.
German Shepherd, yeah. Oh,
see? I mean, don't start me. German Shepherds terrify me.
131060 is the number if you can help Fife out with this one.
Our neighbours had one called Thor when I was growing up. Thor. A German Shepherd called Thor.
He calls next.
Fife, Fev and Byron. 1019, The Fox.
The fact that I have issues with dogs, it's like it is a full-blown phobia that I think Trixie's sort of getting, and I'm a bit concerned about that. Because
you've passed it on.
I might have passed it on, but I do have friends and their dogs jump on me when I go to their houses and it makes me uncomfortable and I'm forced to pat them. And even here in this office, our office here at Fox FM has become a very dog-friendly place.
Too dog-friendly.
What is with that?
Well, what is with that? Is that an HR issue? If I'm scared of dogs.
There's a lot of dogs.
There's one that yaps all day. What's that one? Whose is that?
I don't know, but I have always dogs. But I think this is a sign. This is a good sign for you that dogs actually like you, because dogs are very smart. And if they're going up and want you to pat them, it means they like you.
Just want food.
Dogs can bark at people and they don't want to go near people. So you must send off good vibes so the dog actually likes you.
So I'm going to start sending off bad vibes. Get away from me.
Because they obviously know you're a nice person.
And then what about the cats that go around your legs and just, why are you touching me?
Separate phone.
I just don't think you like animals.
But I do. It's really strange. I ended up growing up with budgies, and then mum and dad got me guinea pigs because they went, maybe we'll start with a little small furry animal. But then, and I loved my guinea pigs, and then I'd give them showers or baths and wash their hair and shampoo them, but then put them back in a cage and then wake up in the morning and go downstairs and they were like rock hard because they'd frozen overnight.
What's happening here? Roberto
and Rosebud. Hi, Roberto.
She just said that out loud.
How you going?
Yeah, Roberto, good. And I want to be a dog lover. I do. But I don't know if that's possible. Do you have any tips?
Just tell them that you're allergic to pets, to animals.
Allergic. I like it.
Oh,
good tip.
Mia is
allergic to animals.
Or is she?
No, she is.
I know that. But that's a great tip.
I know she is because she's like, shoo, and her eyes, and she gets allergies.
Roberto, that is out. That's brilliant.
Thank you.
Start sneezing and tell people I've developed an allergy.
Yeah.
I need your pet to get away from me. Nadine in Lilydale. Hi, Nadine.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good, Nadine. Are you a dog lover?
I'm a bit like you. I like the idea of them, but...
Yeah.
I just don't really like them.
Doesn't work for me. So, Nadine, how do you deal with friends that have pets? And do your friends go, look, isn't he cute? Isn't he cute? And you're like, I don't want to touch your dog.
Bit of both. But I think there's nothing wrong with a bit of a nudge with the foot. Not a...
Come on now. This is drifting.
Bit of a nudge with the foot and a nice firm, get out.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 1019, The Fox.
Just a few minutes ago, and thank you so much everyone who's calling in. I did say that I've had a phobia of dogs since I was a little kid and I got mauled a couple of times. And now I've got friends that have got dogs and I struggle a little bit. I like the idea of being friendly with a dog, but I get scared. And people were giving me lots of tips. Now we've got Mark who's called in. Hi, Mark.
How you doing?
Yeah, good, Mark. Are you good with dogs or can you help me?
I don't mind the dogs, but what you should do is put some Tabasco sauce in your handbag. When your friends aren't looking, put a little bit on the palm of your hand and let the dog lick it.
We can't condone.
I don't think that's the right thing to do.
Well, there was a suggestion before the ad to give him a little nudge with your foot, which was no better.
No. I do love dogs. Like, I don't mean them wish them harm. I'm trying to be friendly with them.
Thank you, Mark. We'll push on with another one.
This has backfired. Heather in Mordialloc. Hi, Heather.
Oh, good morning, Fifi. I've been listening to some of the advice.
Mm.
I've got a treat for you today.
Oh, great.
Yes, I am an animal communicator, and I don't know whether if you believe in this, but what you do is you telepathically to the dog, ask the dog what you want, like put a picture in your mind, and force that to the dog because they don't speak English, and the dog will do what you want it to do.
So
I'll guarantee
80%
It works. Yes, I do it. Yes.
I'm going to give this a shot, Heather. I'm actually going to do it when I see my friend with
your
dog.
Yes, visualize, ask the dog either to go back and sit back on its mat, visualize it sitting on its mat.
Can I be specific with it? Can I say, sit near me, do not lick me. I don't want that saliva. I'm not interested in your saliva. That's disgusting. Yes.
Even just ask it to go back and sit back on its mat or back to where it was.
I could be a dog whisperer and not even know it.
Thank you, Heather. Hold the line.
Did you know that Heather said that the dogs don't speak English?
Yeah, I heard that bit.
We're going to go live and dangerous next to the fox.
So do I not think in English when I'm doing my telepathy?
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Now, on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, where you are still the reigning king, Feb.
Oh, I wouldn't have brought that up.
You know, you insist on bringing
it
up.
Bit shy.
Oh, God.
Every week they've been building up the romance between Josh and Simone. Josh Gibson, former Hawthorn player,
yes.
And Simone Hossenagel, the model.
Correct.
Yes.
Hossenagel. Is that what you say? Hossenagel. Anyway, so
Hossenagel pop.
I wasn't buying it.
No.
I was watching and going, oh, I don't know if there's any romance there. And last night, Simone put an end to it. I love this. So when Steve Price was there and he asked her about it, he said, now your mum is a big fan of Josh and thinks this could be a great relationship. And that was in a paper,
yes.
Newspaper. I'll read the quote. This is from Simone. That is the biggest fake story ever. We're like brother and sister.
Yes.
Ooh. And then the best part of this was the camera just panned over to Josh.
He was flat.
It was very flat. Because even if Josh wasn't that interested.
Just a hit to the ego.
To hear somebody say they're not interested.
Yes.
Sometimes that's even worse. Then that makes you interested. Because Josh should be going,
now he's
gonna
play,
why don't you want me?
Yeah, now he's going to go, well, all right, this is a goal.
He won't have been that. He won't have been that flat since you played on him back in the day.
Yeah, he can't never get over that.
But I like this because it's been going on for four weeks on the telly. We've been watching them.
Yeah, it's nearly a month.
Dancing around this friend zone, and all the other cast members were going,
thinking it's on, yeah.
Definitely loving the air. And this can happen, though. See, sometimes you can get very quickly fall into a friendship with somebody that you're attracted to, and then next minute you're going out for coffees and you're going to the movies and you're thinking, do I
is a coffee
move?
A friend zone, though?
Coffee can be, see, this is the thing, but you can go to the movies with a friend, and then if one of the people in that friendship is interested, they never know, do I make a move, don't I? So we thought, 131060, let's provide a service for you.
Mm.
If you think, and you're worried about whether or not to make a move, do I make a move or don't I? We will tell you whether or not we think you're in the friend zone,
okay,
or you're in the go zone. Green light, go for it.
I always thought taking someone to the movies is a friend zone. I don't find it a date zone.
It's
because
so dating.
What time? What time? Late session?
It just doesn't matter because you don't talk. It's like I'll just go with my mate
but
to the movie.
But
if I like someone, you want to go out and talk to them, have a drink, and get to know.
Fair.
If I go to the movies, I'm just going, I don't want to talk to
can
this
I
person.
Can I paint a picture for
two
you?
2.5 hours with nothing.
Okay, wait for this. Paint the picture. There's somebody you're attracted to.
Yeah.
You're in a dark room.
Yep.
They're in the chair next to you.
Yep.
Your elbow's just slightly grazing their elbow. You can feel that chemistry and that tension. That's what it's about.
50 Shades.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
We're highway into the friend zone at the moment because we were talking, if you were watching I'm a Celeb, Get Me Out of Here, Josh Gibson and Simone Hossenagel, the supermodel, everyone was assuming there was romance there.
Mm-hmm.
And then last night on the show, she put an end to that and went, no way, we're like brother and sister. And you could see he was like, oh, okay.
If that's what
you say.
Right. He was really flat.
He was a bit flat because you just never want to be there, even if he wasn't interested.
Yeah, just getting
just
told
don't
that.
Tell me that you're not interested in me.
And especially like publicly.
I know.
Okay, just quickly, guys, 131060, the lines are open. It's a service that you've offered, Fee and Feb. Now, we are looking at a couple of potential calls that have dropped out. One, Marianne of Oakley, who we're trying to call back. But 131060 is our number because this is the service you want to offer for people who are considering their position.
Yes. If you are worried that you're in the friend zone, and maybe you're not sure about making that move because it's hard to once you've got that established, particularly for like, let's say 6 months, a year, to make a move, there's big risk involved because you build a friendship.
Yes.
So you're going to lose, you're probably going to make it so uncomfortable and awkward that you can't continue the friendship. So
it's either you get the pot of gold and you want to go on the highway.
That's right, Fev. And you want to turn to your friends and go, okay, here are all the signs. And then your friends, that's us, by the way, we go,
you want to make sure you trust your friends.
Because we say, oh.
Friend zone. I remember Dave Thornton, our great mate, told us a story about how all his mates said that Sophie Monk was into him.
That's right, yeah.
And he was like, okay, so he cancelled a gig, got a Rex flight for $268, flew to Sydney, and she was like, oh, nah, this not is not going to happen. And Dave was a struggling comedian then. One of the great stories.
We'll see if Marianne's there now. I think there is a bit of activity here on the phone. You're not there, Marianne, are you yet? No, apparently not. Okay. Sorry. We're just seeing if she was there. Because she had a scenario for us involving a younger man, Marianne, a 47-year-old in Oakley, Fev, with a 32-year-old. Apparently some flirting, some conversation. Do we know any more about it, assistant to the assistant, Tim James?
Yeah, so she was sort of seeing a guy for about a month and flirtatious texts flying back and forward and just didn't know whether or not to pull the trigger on it. Does she go or is it friend zone? It's over a serious
you.
Predicament.
Fiend Fev, what would you say to...
Mate, 47, pull the trigger.
She because she's got no time to lose.
We'll just have a crack. She's lived a good life.
Yeah, particularly, and if Marianne, if you were there, I would say if it's only been a month or two, you haven't invested that much, that if you never hear from this 32-year-old again, you'll be fine.
So and you're saying to go?
Oh, pull the trigger.
We're saying this. Go zone.